It looks like the clock on the wall says 6:30. So we'll begin. I'll call the meeting to order. The are there any citizen comments? Any, I see no citizens, so I guess the answer is no. I have no reports to any committee members. Seeing none, the minutes of August 13th are before you. What are there any additions or corrections? There's a motion to approve and a second discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Opposed? All right, the next item on the agenda is the county clerk resolution. And she is where? Yeah. Oh, there you are. Okay, very good. Do you want, Reggie, do you want to present that?
Okay, so it's the, this is a resolution for the county clerk resolution to recognize additional revenue and modify expenditure budgets for equipment and services through the 2020 Help America Vote Act 2002 HAVA grant. And so basically what this is a grant that I had applied for. We had a minimum of receiving like $30,000. We had to, Sean Smith helped me write up the grant, and we were granted $73,397.30. And the idea for this is for security, and it can only be used for security purposes, cybersecurity, physical security, all different things to do with security with the elections. And there is a, if you read farther down, all the money has to be spent by the end of this year. If it isn't spent, we have to return it to the election commission. So I don't know if anybody has any questions.
Move to approve.
Discussion. Are you going to be at the meeting, Reggie? If there are questions.
Oh, yes, on Tuesday.
Like, what are we going to do?
On county board? Yes, I'll be there.
Right. Like, what are we going to do with the extra 37 cents on the back end of the grant?
Well, we're probably going to end up spending just a hair over so that we don't have to return anything.
So what would be like security improvements? What's an example?
I'm sorry, what was that, Terry?
What would be an example of the security that you would be spending money on?
Okay, so one of the things is like what we just went through with the civil unrest and being basically locked out of our building.
Yes.
Providing emergency election software backup laptops to be able to continue to program the election and run the election efficiently and securely. Other things are more IT related. But one of the other things is that we're planning on doing is installing cameras in the election room. Okay. The election room is locked, and only certain my staff and a couple of people from IT are allowed in there. So that's just another form of security training. And one of the other high cost item is, and this is something that IT would be performing or working with another service to perform, is looking for spots in our system that are vulnerable. And there are specialized companies that do this cyber research assessment.
So if you were locked out of your building, let's say, do you have an alternative location right now?
We do.
All right. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, and I'll circulate the resolution. Thank you. Next is a resolution from Human Services, and Ron Rogers will present that.
Thank you, Chairman Rose, and thank you, committee members. I'm very excited to talk about this grant. We applied for the Department of Children and Families of the state of Wisconsin to receive a grant to support foster parents, and also in our goal is to improve retention of foster parents and also aid in recruitment of foster parents. And what we have been running as a small pilot is our foster parents, foster family support network. Currently, we're supporting approximately 14 foster families with a handful of volunteers, and the agency One Hope is administering this program. Our grant request was to expand this so that our goal would be to support 54 foster families by the end of the year and recruit over 100 volunteers. What we mean by support is the Foster Family Support Network. Foster parents that wish to enroll in this support will get matched up with a series of volunteers that can help them do, whether it be everyday tasks when they get a new foster child in their home, maybe run an errand for them, maybe do some extra laundry for them, maybe pick up a meal for them when a new child's placed in their home. And then there'll be another level of volunteers, level two volunteers, that can have more contact with the family, actual contact with the foster children. Someone who might be able to watch the foster kids while the foster parents have another activity or something they can do. This is in addition, you know, these are kids that are placed in foster care generally because there's abuse or neglect has occurred in their home. They're placed in foster care to keep them safe. And this would be an added level of support for our foster families in Kenosha County. We experienced an increasing number of kids in foster care over the last 4 years. We were up to about over 190 kids in regular foster care on a daily basis. We have about 113 general foster homes right now. We're hoping with this grant to increase that support from a handful of 14 homes to up to 54 homes. And the grant, it's on a state fiscal year. Applications were due at the end of July. We received the award in August. I'm before the committee now, but it runs actually from July 1st of this year through June of next year. There's no levy attached to the grant, and I'm really excited to say, you know, this was an opportunity, a wide-ranging opportunity to support foster parents. So 48 different counties applied for the grant. They only awarded 15 grants. We were one of the 15 that was awarded, and it was really a unique grant. No one else was proposing anything like this. I'll be happy to answer any questions from any board member.
All right. Discussion?
Yes, Jeff.
So when you say that we have about 113 foster homes right now, are ours included in that?
What do you mean by ours?
Well, you said we're doing a pilot program of about 13, 14.
Yes.
So our 13 or 14 are included in that?
Yes.
Okay. What happens when the grant runs out after we set these homes up?
Well, we'll be starting the grant now, and we're going to run it through the middle of next year. Uh-huh. I believe that the state will put this grant back out again, and we will reapply. I believe we have a very good opportunity to be refunded by the state. Also, the One Hope agency receives funding from a number of different sources, and they've said they have a commitment to this project.
Okay, so we're not going to start, you know, 40 new homes and then have to shut them down in the middle of next year.
We don't want to do that, no.
I know, but that's no. Why I'm asking. Yeah. I mean, we need to, you know, because grants run out and there's no guarantee you're going to get another grant. So that's why I'm asking what the backup plan is, because I, you know, not that I don't want to take the grant, but I always like to ask what happens with the grant after it's done.
Right.
So you have a plan from somebody else to help fund that if the grant should not come through.
We have different ideas to keep the program going. We want to see the program run through all of next year, all of 2021.
Further discussion?
I'd like to see if it keep going.
Yeah. Well, I
just through the end of next year.
No. I agree.
Okay.
Further discussion? Seeing none, is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed? All right, I will circulate this resolution and you're going to take it back, right?
Mr. Chairman, we have youth and governance. Could we get their vote on this as well?
Sure.
Caleb, hi. I don't see Sahara.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, there you are. Okay, I didn't see you up there.
All right, very good. I'm circulating the resolution. Yes, and I don't think we did actually, with the exception of those two. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? All right.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your support. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you. You're going to take the resolution with you. Is that right? All right. And Reggie, yours is here too, if you want to take that. All of them? All right. All right. The next item is Public Works, a letter. And who's going to discuss that for the administration?
Jim Kupfer will be.
All right, Jim.
Okay. This is a letter to finance, repurpose some highway funds. In the past 2 years, we have bought two loaders that were both budgeted, and there's leftover funds from those loaders. There's a spreadsheet included in your packet and some pictures of the two loaders. And we bought one of the loaders, both loaders came in this year. 2019 loader, there was a $240,000 budget. The 2020 loader had an estimate, and I included an estimate in there of $322,000. The first one came in slightly under its budget. And the second one, we thought that $322,000 was too much. So they negotiated it down to $264,000. But at budget time is what we used the estimate for. So there was $67,000 left over. We would like to take those to that money. And right now the highway department has two message boards, one which doesn't work, and the other one which is not in that great of shape. So we would like to replace one of the message boards, and it costs $21,000. And in addition to that, we've been experimenting the last couple of years with a different way of melting ice on the highways, particularly bridges. And if you use mag chloride, liquid mag chloride, in certain situations, as long as it's not too cold, and especially on bridges, those kind of areas, it's cheaper and it's much more effective. So we have a few units now. We'd like to equip 10 more of our plow trucks with those units. They cost $4,000 a piece. So we'll have $40,000 there. And between the two of them, the total cost is $61,000. And we'll repurpose that money from the $67,000 left over from the two loaders.
All right, in discussion. So this is action by this committee. It doesn't go to the county board. Further discussion? What's your pleasure?
I move to approve it.
All right. There's a motion by Supervisor Franco, second by Supervisor Kubicki. Further discussion on the proposal? Yes.
Do we ever, when we have extra money, just not spend it?
Yes. All the time.
God, strike me down. I just, it's.
Don't say that right now.
Supervisor Gensler.
We got 6,000 to good? Okay, all right.
I would like to.
Hold on. I've got a question if I could.
Sure, go ahead.
Mr. Kupfer, we would have had to purchase these items if we didn't have these savings that were accrued from these good negotiations, from savings from these other particular pieces of equipment.
What was the first part of your question?
My question was, would we have to still buy these particular items, like the message board, the beet juice spreader or whatever you guys put on the back of those spreaders. Would we have to do that anyhow?
Well, the message board, we would for sure. The other items, no, we could continue to use salt as we have been. It's a little bit more expensive and it doesn't work as well in some situations, but no, we frankly would not have to purchase the cement chloride spreaders, but the message boards we need.
Well, I'm for purchasing everything you have on the docket is my point here. I'd rather use less salt and use that other material you're talking about, especially on the bridges, because salt doesn't work as well on those. That's a proven fact. That's all I have. Thank you.
Further discussion? All right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item is also Public Works, and are you going to present that, Jim?
Yeah, I think we have, Ray might be on the phone too for this one, but yeah, I can start out.
This is the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Oh, this is the Parks Grant? Yeah, I'll do the Parks Grant.
All right, this is the Urban Forestry Grant?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'll handle that one. This is a resolution to get some grant funding from Sewer PAC to work on the trails that are in both Pets and Parkside. We have a plan with Parkside to work on this, try to improve these trails. So this grant has come up, and the actual cost of the project that we're going to do won't exceed $50,000. We're going to take an inventory and look at the vegetation and the leveling and what it would take to improve the trail system there. And the grant will be for $25,000. We'll get from the urban forestries and from the DNR. And then the county already has money in its parkland development fund for these types of things. So we'll take $25,000 out of that fund, use the $25,000 from the DNR, and undertake this project. There's no bonding, no levy involved.
All right, discussion? Yes.
So were we going to do this before? Or did this project just come up? Or?
Yeah, it's new. It's a new project, yes.
So it wasn't in our planning? We weren't looking to budget money in the upcoming budget for it? I mean, I thought we looked into trails up there and had money allocated for that. I could be wrong.
So not for this section. Oh, Ray, are you going to say something? Go ahead.
I was going to add a little into the conversation. Yeah, so basically of the 172 acres, there's 25 acres that are part of the Parkside property that we formed that joint agreement with.
Yeah.
The 148 acres are in Pets. Sewer PAC identified all these areas as part of a study as ecologically sensitive areas. It's when this grant became available for us to inventory everything that's in those areas, those 172 acres, and then come up with a game plan to preserve and or restore it. That's what this grant is for. And so it was when the grant became available to address these things that had been identified. That's when we made the application for the grant, or want to make the application for the grant now. That's the kind of chain of events.
Okay. I was kind of hoping we already had money and we could take the $25,000 and move it over and make me feel better from the last item. But okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Further discussion. Excuse me. Further discussion? Is there a motion to approve? Is there a second? Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor saying aye. Opposed? Did we get the other resolution back here? All right, very good. Next item on the agenda is also Public Works, and this has to do with the acquisition of a right-of-way. Is that yours, Jim, or?
I'll take that one, Mr. Chairman. Ray.
All right. All right, go ahead.
So the two resolutions before you are separate, but they're kind of related in that they occur in the same geographic area. So the first one we're going to talk about is the intersection of U and Q. If everybody can picture where that is, U lines operations are on the southeast corner of that intersection. This is actually kitty corner from that on the northwest leg of that intersection. Bristol has been actively involved in developing that piece of property, roughly 170 acres, into an industrial park, and they've been working with a developer that we refer to as Janko is the name of the development group. The municipality, Bristol, and the developer worked out all the details for the park, but given whenever there's a development of this nature, we were both county roads are involved, County Highway 2 and County Highway U are involved. We require them to do a traffic impact analysis, just what that industrial would bring to the table.
Excuse me, Ray, you seem something's wrong with the voice. It's cutting up or breaking up.
I hear someone, I don't know if everybody else is muted, but I heard some papers moving around.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not me. I'm not moving any papers.
All right.
So hopefully this is better now.
Yes, so, it is.
Okay, so then at Q and U, Bristol wants to develop that into a park. Where we come into play is when our roads will need to be modified in order to accommodate the traffic type and the traffic volumes associated with the industrial development. So we require their engineering firm, the developer's engineering firm, to do a traffic impact analysis and then develop road improvements that are consistent with our county standards for both of our roads. In this case, Janko did all of that. Manhunt, I think, was the name of their civil engineering firm, did all the design work. It's going to be a substantial modification of that intersection and kind of the legs of that intersection in order to accommodate the type of traffic they anticipate. The beauty of this thing is the developer is paying for the improvements to both of our roads and that intersection 100%. So the document before you is basically achieves two things. The resolution accomplishes two things. One is that we're going to need to acquire right away. They still are our roads. We're going to need to acquire the right away in order for the improvements to be put into that intersection. The document authorizes the approval of a right-of-way plat, and the second piece of it is the budget piece of it, which allows us to accept the monies from the developer in order to pay for the project. So we as the county are going to run the project because those are our two roads. We're going to oversee and run the project, bid the project, but at the end of the day, the developer is going to fund everything, including the right-of-way acquisition. So hopefully that kind of explains the overall gist of this. And like I say, the resolution really is to approve the right-of-way plat so we can acquire the necessary land to put in those improvements. And then also the budget modifications necessary to accept the money from the developer so we can fund the project.
Move to approve.
There's a motion to approve. Is there a second? And discussion on the proposition. All right, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed. And Youth and Governance, were you voting just with the group, or what is your vote?
With the group, aye.
All right.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, we're going to move this resolution over here. And now the next resolution is there anything further you wanted to say on it, Ray?
Yep.
Number 11.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, are you referring to me? I'll start on the next one, or?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so now if you can kind of visually kind of just move north from the intersection we were just at, so at the intersection of U and C there's a joint agreement between Bristol and Pleasant Prairie, since Pleasant Prairie owns this property. This is more or less on the southeast corner of that intersection. It's not right on the corner, it's behind it because there's some residences right on the corner, but it's behind that. Again, I believe it's about 170 acres as well. And they're planning another industrial development there that's going to require improvements to the intersection of C and U. This basically outlines the similar thing, plat plan required in order to make the improvements, budget modifications to accept funding from the developer, because this project is again 100% funded by the developer. They're going to fund all the roadway improvements and intersection improvements necessitated to accommodate the traffic that's going to be associated with this industrial development. This is actually done by a developer called HSA, and that's pretty much the overview of it.
Discussion here. Monica.
Ray, when do you anticipate the right-of-way acquisitions starting to take place?
Once the plat plan is approved, then we would have, we'd be able to authorize the real estate folks working with the developer to start that process. So that would be later this year.
So we're looking at the fall?
Yeah, I think late fall going into winter.
All right, thank you.
And further discussion? All right, seeing then there's a motion on the floor to approve. All those in favor say aye. Nay, and pub, and also youth and governance is your vote was all right. It's a nod, yes. All right, thank you. No. All right, thank you. The next is the finance fiscal update.
Barna will be presenting that.
Good evening, committee members. This is the estimated fiscal impact of the COVID virus report that we go through each month. This month, we add the column there for August. There is a continuation of the loss of the sheriff federal inmate housing revenue, offset by sheriff reductions in overtime, continuation of position vacancy, and then variable cost, materially for the most part offsetting that. We have a positive amount in the health personnel expenditure line item. What that is our actual costs came in better than the estimates. So that's an actual improvement there of $156,000 as opposed to last month we reported a $290,000 increase in expenses. In the revenue section, there's some continuation of loss of revenue in the health division and in circuit court as a result of the courts just coming back online. And then the last line is the sales tax revenue. So through the first 6 months, we're at a total of $407,000 below budget for sales tax. Year over year, we're just a smidge, about $50,000 less than what we received in sales tax from last year. So overall, the bottom line, when you take the $3.44 million, compare it to a now higher a dollar amount of grants and awards that we can use as offsets of $2.1 million. So the net of that is $1.34 million, which is actually $145,000 lower than it was last month as a result of the health personnel number improving. At the bottom of page one, I wanted to bring your attention to, we've fully drawn down the total of the $858,000 that we received at Brookside for the Health and Human Services Stimulus Relief Award. It was recently announced that the county, the county will be receiving some additional funds. However, this dollar amount has not been determined, and possibly by next month, I'll be able to report the dollar amount of that at those funds. On page two, this is the detail that we show of the grant awards that the county has been provided. It shows a higher number now for the already expended or drawn down amount of $2.1 million, showing an available balance there of $2.8 million, yet to still be able to draw down to offset ongoing virus-related costs. And the bottom section is Dad's related supplemental grants that I believe there were no changes from last month. That's the that is the total of my report for this month.
Jeff.
I thought, I know it's getting harder and harder for me to remember things, but I thought last month when you presented to us, we were at a number of like 40,000.
For which line?
Well, for the COVID stuff after we added in all the grants, and I thought we had it. So really we're at a 1.4 negative, correct?
1.34
million negative.
Correct. Last month is 1.45 negative. So, yeah.
What am I thinking? That's I take that back. Nobody can answer that. did we add something in, or did we take this over somewhere else and I modify something? I thought you said we were within 40,000 of budget or something, or I mean, that sticks in my head. What
Supervisor Gentz, are you referring to the general fund report?
General, it could be the general fund, yeah.
Could be.
We'll be talking about that shortly.
Okay.
This is just as a result of the COVID.
Okay.
The general.
But was there a 40,000 on that somewhere last time, or?
We were about 5,000 to the negative, and we're going to be showing 38,000 to the good, so that might be the 40,000 you're thinking of.
Thank you. I'm not crazy. Good. Thank you. Good.
No comment.
No comment.
All right. Did you hear the question from Supervisor Frederick?
No, I did not.
All right.
Reserves went up a little, right?
Reserves, yes. when I jump into the general fund, the reserves, we're showing it at 38,000 plus estimate for this month.
Right. Thank you.
Further discussion on this report? All right, do you want to move on then to the balance of the report?
I believe the next item is the audit of bills, and then after that, I do the general fund.
Yes, we did the audit of the bills, sir.
My apologies. So the next would be the general fund year-end forecast. So to the farthest right is the September column showing the numbers that that we've changed for regarding estimates. In total, it shows the 38,000 to the positive, a little better than last month where we were showing 5,000 to the negative, still showing in the 28% range compared to general fund reserves. So the ones that changed materially from last month, for human services last month, we reported an estimated $600,000 year-end surplus. That is improved 500,000 to 1.1 million. We've taken the sheriff's department. They had a slight surplus that we showed last month, and we're showing that at break even with some additional expenses that were incurred last month. On the negative side, we see a little deterioration in the treasurer tax delinquency and interest on taxes revenue of 150,000. The sales tax, a deficit going from 237 to the 407 that I mentioned before. Our increase in the tax delinquencies amount going from 216 to 305, that's an $89,000 reduction or increase of. And for vacancy, there was an improvement of 100,000, so we're at break even for vacancy. And then a slight improvement overall for the circuit court, county clerk, and register of deeds revenue, or have them at break even to budget. So that's all that adds up to about a $43,000 improvement in total from last month. So we're still showing basically a break even to budget with everything going on.
Amazing.
All right, good discussion.
Yeah, I have a question.
Sure, John.
Yeah, Barnick, quick question.
Sure.
I noticed the operating expenditure surplus for the Sheriff's Department for 2 months straight was 4.6 and 4.4 million, which is quite a bit of money. Where's that surplus coming from?
That's coming from the reduction in the sheriff's overtime.
That's the overtime. I didn't realize it was that much.
It's a combination of the reduction of overtime. The sheriff has at least 20 to 25 positions that are vacant currently. So that's another component. And then there's variable costs. And all these have to do with the reducing of the, I shouldn't say reducing, with the loss of the federal inmate housing revenue. These were steps that the sheriff did in order to make sure that he didn't blow his budget.
How did we get 20 to 25 vacancies in the sheriff's department? Where did that come from?
We had correctional officers that they were planning on filling positions. So those were held off. And then there's cooks and admin release specialists. Basically, it's correctional officers. So with the loss of that 180 federal inmates, there's there's less pods that are used, and that staff is not needed.
Okay.
So they basically not
sheriffs or deputies.
It's not deputies.
Positions.
Correct. It's no deputies. No.
Okay.
And this has been by attrition. So as people leave, they just have not been replaced.
Right.
We have not laid anyone off or anything like that at this point.
Thank you.
Further discussion. All right. Does that conclude your report then?
That does.
All right. Are there, Patty, any other reports here that we have listed on the agenda?
No, there are not.
All right. Anything else to come before the committee this evening?
Mr. Chairman,
I have
a question.
Yes, go ahead.
It's not related to anything that we've talked about. So can I ask now?
Yes.
Okay, so do we have an estimate of how much monetary damage occurred during the protests that happened in Kenosha?
I can just tell you what I told the county board based on a report that was very preliminary from Heather Wessling, who's the vice president at the Kenosha Area Business Alliance. And the estimate was approximately $50 million.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments to come before the committee?
I'd like to make also an announcement. There have been a few questions regarding the budget hearing calendar or the schedule for the budget hearings. Those will be done the week of October 26th. So Monday, it'll start Monday, October 26th through Thursday of October 29th.
I think someone's asking what time.
Arno, what time will they start?
I don't know at this time. I believe at 5:30 is usually when we've done it, but I'll double check. And I send out an email.
All right, you'll send out, usually there's been a schedule distributed to the committee with the times of each one of the budget hearings. You're planning on doing that, I assume, soon?
Correct.
All right, but it is October 26th.
October 26th, correct.
All right, is there any other business come before the committee this evening? Seeing none, is there a motion to adjourn from Supervisor Kubicki and a second by Supervisor Juhas? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you for coming. We are now adjourned.